Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. One of the brand building principles I discuss in my new book, What Great Brands Do, is great brands avoid selling products. It's a surprising, somewhat counterintuitive principle, but one that makes sense when you look at how brands like Apple, Starbucks, and Nike have established emotional connections with their customers instead of pushing products on them. Today, we're going to dig into the emotional appeal of brands by hearing from ProtoBrand, a research and branding firm that has recently completed a study on how and why people from all walks of life love Nike. Our guest is Stephen Hahn-Griffiths, one of the partners at ProtoBrand. Throughout Stephen's 20-year career, he's been a brand strategist and purveyor of human insight, working with a world-class roster of clients that include Coca-Cola, P&G, Expedia, McDonald's, Land Rover, and Disney. So he brings a solid perspective and fresh insights on emotion in brand building. Welcome, Stephen.
Hi, Denise. Thanks for including me in today's conversation.
Now, before we get into the specific research you did on Nike, tell us about ProtoBrand's metaphor insight methodology, which I find quite fascinating.
Well, thank you, Denise. Put simply, we use the process of metaphor elicitation, which is an academically validated form of research that really taps into the human subconscious. It's a way of triggering and evoking deep-seated emotions and feelings that people have that otherwise would be left unexpressed through traditional forms of research. We employ and administer our studies online, and we use a database of over 500 images as a way of stimulating thoughts and really tapping into those deeper feelings that people have.
Wow, so it's really helping people translate or articulate their thoughts and feelings by using images as stimuli.
Absolutely. It triggers feelings that people have, their sort of honest, deepest truths that they may not be able to articulate through traditional methods or, even put another way, have suppressed for whatever reasons. And so using images as a way of tapping into those feelings allows them to use metaphors as a way to express and make sense of their feelings and articulate those deeper emotions that we know really drive behavior in the long run.
Okay. So now ProtoBrand has identified what you call life philosophy archetypes. Can you explain what they are and why they're important to brand building?
Yeah, we have. They're really born out of an understanding of what we call an emotional command system. In other words, they're emotional triggers that sort of override otherwise rational forms of behavior. The life philosophies in themselves as archetypes really represent that deep connection that people have between, firstly, how they view themselves, but more importantly, how that relates to how they view brands. And so it's sort of at the intersection between both the combination of social and cultural acceptance and fit with one's own personal identity. There are seven life philosophy archetypes we've uncovered, and put simply, they are the commander-in-chief, the energy czar, explorer, jester, nest builder, essentialist, and century. And these are really ways for us to both look and examine brands, but more importantly, provide ways to kind of frame stories around what this brand stands for and how they add meaning to people's lives.
Okay, so now your report on Nike is called The Emotion of Devotion. And devotion seems similar to loyalty, but also seems like it could be quite a bit more. So tell me, what did you learn about why people are devoted to Nike?
Sure. Well, Nike is a brand that not that people buy, but more importantly, that people sort of buy into. So at that deepest level of emotion, they sort of truly, madly, deeply love the Nike brand on a level that transcends their typical brand relationships. In short, what we found was that Nike is viewed as a turbocharge to enhance one's own self-identity. So in that regard, the sort of crux of emotion is not just what the brand represents about you and who you are, but more importantly, how it makes you feel. So whether you're both a sort of inspired athlete, or whether you're just a sort of weekend warrior, or just a sort of passive participant in sports, Nike gives you that elevated sense of turbocharge that allows you to boost your confidence, ultimately boost your courage, and potentially boost your performance and what it can do for you as a brand.
So that seems to tie into that life philosophy archetype that you talked about being the energy czar. Am I right in that? Or explain how those concepts relate, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So certainly those deeper feelings can be triggered and activated. So energy czar as a premise, it's certainly a way of looking at the world and sort of identifying with who you are, but also ultimately how the brand relates to you. So energy czar as a segment by example is a sort of group of people who look to both relax and refresh themselves through exercise and ultimately how they choose to live their lives. And related to that, the brand itself in Nike really infuses energy czars with a zest for life and a sort of drive towards fitness. So it's a state of mind that's not just driving physiological fitness, but more importantly, driving a sort of emotional sense of fitness. So they have time to both rejuvenate, relax, and ultimately enjoy the simple pleasure they're looking for. But that sense of energy truly becomes an internalized sense of energy that really becomes apparent when they partake in the brand and totally buy into that brand experience.
And so I guess I'm curious if you were able to determine like how Nike has been able to have this kind of influence. Are there specific things that were identified as triggers or specific techniques that they might use that inspire that kind of emotional response?
Sure. Just following along the lines of the conversation around the energy czar. So if we sort of think about emotional triggers that can be activated in the mindset, it's the alignment with a sense of peace and inner beauty and aspiration for nature. And typically, those aren't cognitive top-of-mind associations that you might immediately identify with Nike. So at the deeper subconscious level, this pursuit of health is really tied to simple pleasures and pursuit of harmony. So from a brand activation standpoint, as you think about Nike and what it could potentially stand for, moving into the segment where there's a closer alignment with an appreciation for nature and aesthetic beauty certainly has product design implications, but also may even have line extension implications, whereas the brand today is certainly in that sort of athletic performance space. Maybe has potential to move into the sort of outdoor wear and potentially become a viable competitor to North Face, because it would seem there are emotional triggers inherent in the Nike lovers that are left unsatisfied and that Nike could potentially fulfill in the future. So we see there as being brand diversification opportunities to go above and beyond what Nike stands for today.
Interesting. Okay, and so thinking more broadly beyond Nike, what are the implications of your findings for other brands that want to cultivate that kind of devotion and brand connection?
Yeah, I think it really comes down to sort of three things. So point one would be in truly looking to expand and optimize your brand potential. Start with an understanding of why people love your brand. Every brand has a core group of brand lovers. Some people are more devoted than others, but truly understanding the triggers for devotion is really an opportunity to sort of build the brand and use it as a base for expanding a franchise. You know, secondly, understand why people love your competitive brands. Maybe there are things that your competitors are doing that you're missing the mark on, that you could maybe optimize. So understanding why people are devoted to your competitors, why they love your competitive brands, and what some of the emotions and feelings that are being triggered there is obviously important. And then finally, really understanding the identity fit between your brand and your sort of most devoted brand lovers. So looking to understand not just the life ethos, but the purpose and ultimately the values of what the brand stands for, are almost a perfect match with your most devoted followers. So So looking for ways through marketing activities to sort of leverage and activate those sort of core matches between the values and life ethos and even personality traits would allow you to dimensionalize the brand experience and turn people from literally just buying your brand to wholly buying into it at a much deeper level.
Wow, isn't that what all brands aspire to? So I can definitely see how your methodology would help identify that identity fit. And I just encourage my listeners to learn more about ProtoBrand and your methodology. So Stephen, how can my listeners learn more about your work?
Well, certainly going to our website at protobrand.com is probably a good place to start. And if there's anyone who is going to be in the Atlanta area during the month of June, we're going to be one of the showcase sponsors at the IIEX conference there, which is the innovation research space. So we'd welcome any participants, but obviously going to the website might be a good place to start.
Great. Well, Stephen, this is such fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. I hope that most other people will look into your research, learn more about what you're doing, and be as inspired by it as I am.
Well, great. Thank you, Denise. Really appreciate the opportunity and look forward to staying in touch.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.